Hey there, Nate. Nate, my name is Paul. I'm the area manager here. Samantha wanted me to get on the line so that I could, of course, get you the details of the service and answer all of your questions. Happy Tuesday. By the way, how's your day going so far?
Not too bad. Just digging ditch. How about you?
Oh, not bad. Not bad at all. I appreciate you asking. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, literally, she just called me and I said, oh, I'd be interested in learning more. So, I don't even really have any information yet.
Okay. So, this would be designed to get more eyes on your business, potential customers who would not even need to know the name of your company. But if they're in your service area and they're looking for the services that you provide, they're typing in tree service, tree trimming, tree removal, crowning, thinning, lacing, whatever they type in, as long as it's a service you want to provide and they're in your service area, your business will be one of those options. Now, that just means more phone calls coming to you. It's not a lead-based service. You're not paying for like a phone number as a lead. You're not chasing down that lead. You're not going to be in a bidding war with your competition. Now, Samantha did not attach a website. Is there not currently a website for Candy Services?
No. I have a website.
You do have one. Okay. Oh, she's fairly new, and I'll have to remind her that it is her job to attach the website if there is one. So, I mean, obviously a website's a conversion tool. It gives the people who see it the reasons to pick up the phone to call you. Our job would then be just to make it easier, like I said, for people to find your website. You'll have things like a Yelp listing, a Facebook page, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, etc. Now, it looks like you've got already a Google Business profile. You've got 24, basically, five-star reviews. Now, it's great for someone who knows the name of your company. If they do like I did, which is to look up your business by name and city, they'll find your website. They'll find your Google listing. This would be to move that listing onto the first page by creating what's called off-page optimization. Like I said, Yelp, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, Facebook paid ads. It'll all be designed to get your website in front of more people. Now, it's a flat rate month to month. You do qualify for reduced pricing. It's actually going to be $299.00. It's the exact amount. Bills once a month for that amount. That includes Facebook paid ads and really everything else. There's no hidden taxes. There's no hidden fees. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, or percentage of your profits or anything like that. Now, it's not designed for struggling companies, but you can handle at least a little bit more work here and there, right?
Right. I'm basically, so a little background about me is I used to do some SEO management myself on another company. I just I'm too busy to mess with it, but what that means is that I know what's going on, right?
Okay.
I know enough to be dangerous.
We want our fight to be active.
But it's been several years since I've done it, so I know things have changed.
Sure.
Hired a marketing company to manage my GBP and build a new website, and the reason I did that is I wanted a new website, but I'm not happy with the company and they're not performing. I actually lost position on the Google Maps.
Okay.
And so I'm not impressed with them. I love my website, but I'm not impressed with the rest of the situation. So I don't want to go jump and ship with them, even though I'm not happy with them, because all that does is it sets me back, and I'm already set back from where I was a year ago.
Yeah.
So whatever I do and whatever decision I make, as far as changing things up or adding services, I want it to all go and not hinder what I've already done over the past year, if that makes any sense.
It does. It makes a lot of sense. Yeah, absolutely. Now, are they doing anything like social media? Are they doing like Facebook ads or maybe Google pay-per-click ads or something like Google verified local service ads, anything like that?
Nothing is, there's no PPC, no paid advertising. It's only organically is all I'm doing with them.
Got it. And you've been with them for how long?
I'm going to say, I'll be lying to you, but probably about 6 or 7 months, I would say.
Okay. Got it.
To be 100% honest with you, I lost my kid, my only kid, to suicide last year in March. And last year, it was kind of a blur just trying to make it through the days. So time frames and things are off for me a little bit.
Right.
So
that's understandable. Well, I know that you mentioned not wanting to kind of upset the apple cart. I mean, you've got a website, and I like the website that they built for you. You know, it's a nice looking site. But you're not really super pleased with anything else that they're doing. You're not seeing any improvement in your Google listing or placement. In fact, you said maybe you dropped a spot or so.
I've dropped more than one spot that year. When you search, when you search tree trimming Kingston, Michigan, I used to be number 3, and now okay. I'm showing up much lower than that.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, on Google Maps. And my biggest thing is, we all know that, let's be real, I live in Athelma, Michigan. We're all kind of hillbillies, and we all just go to our phone to Google Maps, and that's how we search things. We don't go to the website. So that's actually hindering me.
Right. Right. Well, yeah, I'm not sure, you know, if you're willing to have us take things over for you. I don't know if you would lose the website if you changed providers. I wouldn't want you to lose the site that they built for you. But, I mean, if people aren't finding it unless they look it up, you know, that, it doesn't help you much. I mean, if it's just like a digital business card that's only there when people know the name of your company and look for you in particular, you know, it's not doing what it's designed to do, which is to get more phone calls coming your way from people who might not even know the name of your company and never used your services before, never got recommended to you by someone who has used your services before. And if you're not getting that from your current provider, it might be time to think about, you know, doing something a little bit different. I mean, assuming that they would allow you to keep the website, maybe like just a small hosting fee, or something like that, because I like your website and I wouldn't want you to lose your website if you change services. But like I said, if people aren't finding the website, it's really not benefiting you much.
Right. It's not there is no benefit to the website other than it's kind of a cool website, and that they hit the nail on the head with what I wanted.
Right.
They did. I feel they did a really good job on that, but the rest of their services I'm not pleased with.
Yeah.
So the I know I can keep the website because I can buy it off of them for $1,500. So I could keep it and change stuff around, but it's one of those things, is it going to set me back again? You know what I mean? We're into our busy time, starting our busy time. So does it set me back in positions on Google once again if I do that?
Well, if they're not doing any pay-per-click ads or like Google Verified, I mean, are you familiar? It used to be called Google Guarantee. Local service ads is still, you know, a term that applies here. But that's a pay-per-qualified lead service. So, I mean, even without being on the first page in the local map, you know, if your search engine optimization is not kind of up to snuff, you can still have your company, your website pop up either through something like pay-per-click or even like I would recommend, instead of doing Google pay-per-click ads, like local service ads. I mean, it is a lead-based service, but really only in name. It's not at all like something like Angie Leads or like Thumbtack, where the lead that you get is just a phone number and the same number goes out to 6 or 8 of your competitors. You're all fighting it out, trying to get in touch with that person. You're in a bidding war. It's nothing at all like that. It is still calls coming directly to you. In fact, the calls would route through a separate Google phone number, so you would know it's nothing that this current provider is already doing for you. But it's set up that way because the Google AI makes sure it's a qualified lead. Like I said, you only pay per qualified lead. It has to be someone in your service area requesting a service that you want to provide, and then you have to either quote a price to them or at least schedule an appointment to meet with them. Otherwise, you wouldn't even be paying for the lead at all. Yeah, you only pay for the leads that you use. Everything else rolls over to the following month. So it really is designed to be affordable. Now, are you using Angi, or have you used it in the past?
I still have an Angi account, and I get a lot of competitors that really complain about Angi. Angi has been great for me, but I really manage Angi. I shut it off when I don't need it. And right. I make sure that my leads are actually qualified. Okay. If they are not, I call them and bicker about it until I get a refund.
Yeah, you have to do that.
It seems like, and you know, they're $60 or $70 a piece, depending on where they're at and what type of lead it is that I got. But the problem is I normally just, unless I keep it shut down if I know I'm personally going to be in a tree. If I know that I can get to my phone and answer it, then I leave them on, and I'm very, very particular about calling back in that 10 or 15 minutes. And, I mean, I treat it as a tool. You know, you can't buy a chainsaw and expect it to cut a tree down by itself.
Right.
You know, and so it's you have to use it for what it's good for.
Yeah.
I was going to base my company off of that, I would never use it, though. You know what I mean? It's just fill-in is all I use it for.
Yeah, no, and you're smart to do it that way. I mean, I've talked to a lot of business owners, and the ones that are successful with that service or a similar service like Thumbtack, they do exactly what you do. Because otherwise, you're just getting charged for a lead. It might be outside your area. It might be a job that's too small for you to even want to do. And then if you don't call them and say, hey, this isn't a qualified lead, you just get charged for it. So it is a lot of work, though, I mean, to stay on top of that, but definitely it's worth doing if it's bringing you jobs. Now, with Google Verified, your leads are not only more affordable, but they are exclusive. I mean, even with Angi, you know, you get a lead, but the same lead goes to a couple of your competitors. With this, you just get more phone calls. With Google Verified, I think it attracts maybe like a higher-end clientele, someone who's not looking for a bunch of estimates. I think a lot of people use Angi and Thumbtack because they want more than one company to call them. They're looking maybe for the cheapest guy. They might just be looking for a couple of estimates to try and budget for something down the road. But when people go to Google Verified, it used to be called Google Guarantee because Google actually would come out of pocket up to $2,000 for any complaints against the business. They don't do that anymore, so they changed the name. But people do still go there. They should have changed it to Google Recommended because that's basically what Google is doing. They're recommending those businesses. It's the very top of any search result. It's above the map, so it appears on top of the SEO. And again, like I said, it's something that this other company, this other provider, they're not doing for you at all. We can manage your Google verified leads, and your leads are more affordable. They're less than $40. They're $38.67, and that's for big job, small job. I think with Angi's, you might pay more if it is, at least on paper, a bigger job. With this, it's just that flat rate. And again, like I said, you only pay for the leads that you use, and they have to be qualified leads. Now, you do have to qualify yourself to do Google Verified. I mean, is your business licensed and possibly insured?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. You have to have the insurance. You don't always need the licensing. It really depends on the area and the industry.
So, there's no tree cutter's license in the state of Michigan. You just have to be a licensed business.
Right. So I'm checking now, and I always have to check because it depends on the area. It depends on the industry because there's nothing clean cut across the board. So, yeah, absolutely for this, for the entire state of Michigan for tree service, there's no licensing requirement for Google Verified at all. And the insurance requirement is always there, but it's always a lot lower than anybody who's got insurance. I've never talked to anybody with general liability insurance that did not have a high enough amount. In this case, it's only $100,000 in general liability. So I know that you've got probably $500,000, $1 million, or $2 million policy for your business, right?
Yeah, we carry, I think it's $1 million, $2 million is what it is. So
yeah, that's what I run into. So, and then the only other thing really is you can't have any felonies, at least not in the last 7 years, and you have to have an actual Social Security number. They used to accept tax IDs and EINs, but they don't, at least not for this purpose anymore. But it seems like you would qualify for that. It is a fairly thorough background check, a vetting process that Google outsources. They don't do it in-house. They go through either Evident or Pinkerton. Pinkerton you might know from cowboy movies. They've been around for a long time. But it seems like you would qualify for Google Verified. And then, like I said, you're only paying for the leads that you use. Your leads are really affordable. They're less than $40 each. It's really designed for one lead to, you know, offset the cost of the service, to even help you pay for other advertising that you might be doing. And, you know, usually it's got such a high conversion rate that you would want to do what you're doing here with your Angies, is to pause your leads when you don't need them. And like I said, you can pause it as often as you like. You know, anything you don't use rolls over. Now, Google would want you to kind of set it up with a, like, kind of like a prepaid gas card scenario, whereas you prepay for the first 13 leads. Google figures that's about what most businesses need, maybe a little bit more, a little bit less. I don't think you would need to use all 13 leads because of the high conversion rate, unless you've got multiple crews doing work at the same time. Most of my contractors maybe go through 6 or 8 leads in a month or less. Let's say for the sake of simplicity, you only use one lead. That means the next month you only pay $38.67. You just pay for the leads that you use. Everything else rolls over. But it seems like this might be something that would benefit you tremendously. It doesn't mess with what you're already doing. It doesn't mess with your current provider or the website that you have or the search engine optimization that they're trying to do, but it would move the website that you've got right to the very top of a search result. There's usually just 2 or 3 businesses that pop up in the Google Verified section, and you get calls directly to you. It is a pay-per-lead service, but like I said, qualified leads. And very different than Angie. I know you mentioned that you have to call them sometime and say, hey, this isn't a qualified lead. That's time out of your day. That doesn't even happen with this because, like I said, the Google AI makes sure that it's a qualified lead or that $38.67 doesn't even come out of your account. You never get charged for it at all if it's not a qualified lead.
Okay. So how many companies in the area get signed up for this?
For Google Verified?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do my work.
Yeah. Let me just type in. And you're based out of what, 48741?
Correct.
Okay. So usually it's just like 3 to 5 that pop up at the very top in the Google Verified section. So, you know, there's not a lot of competition. And, yeah, so for right now, I see HB Tree Clearance, Lynn's Total Tree Care, and then Podunk Tree Services. Those are the businesses that pop up. So you could definitely be one of those top options. And, of course, that means more phone calls to you. Means more jobs coming your way. It means more eyes on your website. Now, you don't pay for the leads right away. There is a vetting process. That vetting process might take, anywhere from 3 to 5 weeks. It would only take longer than that if we don't get the information from you. You would get, the day you sign up today, for example, you would get the Google Verified application. It takes about 15 minutes to fill out. And then you just send us copies of your insurance, anything like business cards, licensing, just everything that proves that you're a real legitimate company. And then that vetting process does still take a little bit of time, about 3 to 5 weeks. Now, once you're thoroughly vetted and passed the background check, and it seems like that would be no problem for you, it would just take a couple of weeks to do that, you get notified by Google and by us that you've passed the background check and that you're cleared to do Google Verified. At that point, if you do not make any change or respond, 3 days after that is when you would prepay for those first 13 leads, which is $505. That's 13 leads at $38.67. You can always say, hey, you know, you guys notified me. I don't want to wait 3 more days. I've already waited 3 weeks. Let's just let it go right now. Get it started right now. Or on the other hand, you can say, this is not a good week for me. I'm already busy. You know, I've got a lot on my plate already, or maybe the finances are tight. You can say, hey, can we wait a week? Can we wait 2 weeks? Can we wait a month? But at least once you're already verified or vetted, then you can start doing those Google Verified leads. Now, like I said, everything you don't use rolls over. All that you would pay today is the one-time application fee. It's one and done. It's not like an annual membership fee or anything like that. It is normally $250, but I do have vouchers that Google gives us in $50 increments. I'd be more than happy to use one here and drop that down to just $200. That would be, like I said, the one-time application fee. That's all you would pay today. And then once you're vetted, that's when you would be getting those leads coming your way and paying the $38.67 per lead.
Okay, now with that being said, what is in it for you guys? Like, what is there another cost, monthly fee or something for you guys to do that, or is that, are you getting paid off as a Google end of the deal?
So we are a Google Premier partner, and our job is to find reputable companies who benefit from advertising through Google. The $38.67 includes our management and fees for those leads. And like I said, you know, it is not going to change on you. It's not going to go up. It could even be a little bit lower than that, but at least, you know, right around $500 gets you 13 leads every month. And you might not even use all those leads every month. Especially since,
and there's nothing saying that I have to use X amount of leads per month, or
that is
no minimum or no maximum.
There's no minimum, there's no maximum. You can pause it for the entire month and not use any leads. Or you can you know, use more than those 13 leads and pay again, you know, the extra $38.67 per individual lead after that. But yeah, I mean, if you don't use any leads, you use one lead, you use five leads, you just pay for the leads that you use. You can pause it as much as you need to. If you've got more work coming in from other places, if you want to go on vacation, you just pause the whole thing and it's just sitting there waiting for you when you get back.
Okay. Now, I don't have time right now. I'm actually digging in water or drainage line right now.
Okay.
So I don't have time to go through and do a bunch of stuff. I mean, I have time to give you a credit card number to pay the fee, but I don't have time to go through and fill out the questionnaire or whatever there is.
That's okay, because the bulk of this takes place in a follow-up call. It's called a client interview or Google onboarding. So that's a separate call. It can be later today if you're available. It can be tomorrow if you've got more time there. So I really only need about really 10 minutes of your time here just to verify a little bit of information. You do want the business branded as K&D Services, correct?
Correct.
And then the address on Angie is probably like a residence, right? It's not like a storefront, the 5556 Cartwright Road. Nobody comes to you.
Correct.
Your business is service-based. That's what I thought. Okay. And then, of course, that address does not appear on your Google listing. And then, of course, the website is candyservicesmi.com. I was looking for an email address on there. The email is really just for us to contact you regarding your account. You've got, like, a contact form on there. But what is a good email address either for you or for the business? Even on your Facebook page, I don't see it.
Nate26359@gmail.com.
You said Nate26359@gmail.com?
Correct.
Okay. And then Samantha never did get your last name.
Esterline. Esterline.
Gotcha. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, I will take a look at that client interview calendar to find that best time that you would be available, maybe later today or tomorrow. I did want to do one other thing, Mr. Esterline. I wanted to just add a little bit of extra protection on your account, another layer of security. It's a security question. If anyone calls us and tells us they're with Candy Services, even if it's you, Nate, and we recognize your voice, we might from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. If anyone calls you and tells you they're Google or Local Splash, they would need to know that information, and they would be able to give it to you basically immediately, and if they could not, then you shouldn't entertain that phone call. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Mr. Esterline, which of those would you want for your security question?
You said my first pet's name?
First pet or the city you were born in.
All right, first pet name.
And then what is the answer?
Buckshot.
Buckshot, okay. I got to type it in twice, but you're all set there. And then, like I said, it's an exact amount, a reduced rate of $200. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex?
Let's see here. When I get in my wallet or my pocket, that'll be MasterCard.
Is it Nate or Nathan on the card? Any middle initial or the business name?
Nathaniel on the card. N-A-T-H-A-N-I-E-L. Esterline. Nope.
Okay. And you said it was a Visa or a MasterCard?
MasterCard.
Okay, MasterCard should start with a 5. They all do. Mr. Esterline, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
5524-3334-1445-5056.
Expiration month and year?
0331.
And the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
380.
So I have 380 on the back. I've got March or 03 of 2031 for the expiration date. Mr. Esterline, was the card itself 55-24-33-34-14-45-50-56?
Correct.
Is that bill at the home address, the 5556 Cartwright in Kingston, 48741?
Correct.
Okay. Now, in about a minute or so here, you're going to receive a confirmation email that does have our client support phone number and hours of operation on there, the support email address as well. But if you have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I am in an excavator right now.
You did say that.
I don't have anything in here.
That's okay. You're going to get it by way of email in about a minute or so here. Now, I know that your time is valuable, and I really appreciate your time. Because we are a Google Premier partner, I am required to read what's called a voice verification. It's recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know exactly what you're getting and what you're paying for. It does take about 3 or 4 minutes for me to get through that. I'll get through it as quick as I can without being rude. It is recorded, but you can certainly stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. Yeah, I do have it pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Esterline, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, Nate, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
KND Services.
That is exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Nathan Esterline, owner-operator.
And Mr. Esterline, as the owner and operator of KND Services, Nate, of course you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Correct.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Correct.
Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. And this is simply because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Esterline, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah.
Of course. And then it does say, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We're aware you've got Facebook, we're aware you've got Angie's, you're working with this other company. The reason that we ask is we will make sure that all of your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So all that we're saying is if anything new comes along, anything that we don't see in our initial MapW audit, which is name, address, phone number, website, we do want to just make sure that you let us know so we can make sure that information is accurate. Nate, that is fair enough, right?
Correct.
Perfect. And then, as part of the verification process, it's essential that Local Splash receives certain required documents in a timely fashion. Like I said, it might mean business insurance or anything like that. Of course, the application itself. We do ask that you send that document or those documents our way within the first 7 days, as failure to do so may result in delays to your account. Do you agree to send us those documents within the first 7 days?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, like I said, this is for the initial application fee, which is normally $250. I did reduce that by $50, so it would just be the $200. And then once you are thoroughly vetted, as I mentioned, you'd be paying for those individual leads. Let me go ahead and pull up that client interview calendar to see what would be available. Give me just 1 second here. So now this call will be scheduled for 1 hour, but it really only takes about 30, maybe 40 minutes at the most. You don't necessarily even have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And I'm just trying to find out what would be available. It looks like we are booked out today, but tomorrow we could do as early as 10 o'clock or there's 10:30. There's a couple of in between and then one as late as 5:30 and 6. Did you want something kind of mid-morning or towards the end of the day?
End of the day is always better if we can push it out to like 6 o'clock.
6? Yeah, we could do 6. There's the 5:30, but you prefer the 6 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So it'll be scheduled at 6 o'clock. You are going to receive the documents today. The application fee will be, the application itself will be sent out to you. You'll also receive a link to the initial invoice. On that link, there's going to be a link to the written terms and conditions, everything we went over in that voice verification provided for you in writing. It's going to ask you to look that over, click a couple of boxes, one that you understand that you are the authorized holder and signer of the card, one that you allow us to receive or to send you SMS or text messages, etc. So tomorrow at 6 o'clock is when our client interview technician will be reaching out to you. Hopefully, if I'm in between phone calls, I'll join that conversation just to say a quick hello. But other than that, I wanted to be the first to say welcome aboard. I'm excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing and, of course, to getting that website in front of more eyes. I appreciate you, Mr. Estrella. You have a great rest of the day, sir.
Thank you. You as well. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Nathan. Take care, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.